Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Puri Jam Prabhu. We hope that maybe you can provide us with a train that brings us to Vrindavan.
A train of thought,
yes. And I think you have something like this in mind. I will talk about transformation through bhakti and introduce to you a hero of transformation, the life and the work of one Brahmana from South India who had an amazing spiritual journey which took him from karma to prema. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that lust and love have completely opposite characteristics. Just like iron and gold have. Although iron and gold appear to be weighty and substantial, gold is valuable and normal iron turns quickly into rust. So although selfish lust and selfless prema and pure prema, brilliant prema, seem to have something to do with love. They are very different, like the two metals are very different. That understanding, I think, we have heard many times, and we are in a tradition which places value on asceticism, on reducing our inclination for sense gratification. But how exactly to do it and to see an example of this is very, very, very amazing and very curative. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on commenting on the Prahlad Narsingha Leela, once said, "The normal human being is somewhere between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj." There is an inclination towards sense gratification, like Hiranyakashipu engaged in. And there is also a tendency for prayer, offering, meditation, that things which Prahlad Maharaj stood for. And this observation of our dual nature is shared really by many thinkers in the world, not only in our sampradaya. I found something by this thinker Pascal, who said, "The human being is stationed somewhere between an angel and a devil. Sometimes he leans to the angel's side and at other times to the devil's." He wanted to show our dual nature with a somewhat extreme statement that yes, there are two natures residing in us, a conditioned nature which leans towards material life and a spiritual nature. So how to release and free the spiritual nature? That is told in the amazing, amazing story of this Brahmana. His name is Shilhana Mishra from South India, who became famous really as a devotee of Krishna, who was praising Krishna in a way that Krishna appeared before him and said, "This is nectar for my ears, so your work will be known as Krishna Kanamrita." In my own search for spiritual life, I have seen that the human being suffers from two wounds. One is the wound inflicted by the human society, and the other is the wound which he feels because he has fallen out of the complete harmony of a divine loving relationship. And very often people are only concerned about what other humans did to them, how they were misunderstood, how in their childhood they were maybe wrongly treated and not given the proper attention and so on. How in modern times their friends turned against them, and how their name came up in the internet with a bad comment on the Facebook and so on. They are concerned with what other humans did wrong to them. But and modern psychologists, modern self-help authors, and also sometimes modern Hare Krishnas try to improve our human destiny, to make us better functioning human beings in this world. However, my dear devotees, unless and until that deep, deep yearning for Krishna is completely solved, we will remain suffering. And to become fit on the material plane may just deceive and cover us even more, so that we don't even confront once this deepest wound from which we suffer in whatever we do. So this Brahmana's life and teachings, who became known as Bilva Mangala Thakur in our Vaishnava circles, he really had suffered so much from his, let us say, entanglement in the material world, and from the disappointments and from the havoc which he suffered, that he ultimately mutilated himself. The suffering became intolerable for him, and but in his greatest misery, he was helped by a guru who showed him the way, an amazing guru, by the way. We will hear about this the day after tomorrow. And he was helped by Krishna himself. There is no, let us say, no story which is really as elevating, and no teachings which are as elevating as the story of Bilva Mangala Thakur and his work Madhurya, Krishna Kanamrita. There's a work called the Bhakta Mala. It describes about the devotees. It is written by a worshipper of Lord Chaitanya. It's commented upon when Priya does. And he writes, "Bilva Mangala is a genuine recipient of Krishna's mercy. His book Krishna Kanamrita is an ocean of divine mellows. Simply by reading, explaining and meditating on this book, all of one's doubts and all of one's ignorance, which are like knots in one's heart, are cut asunder." You know, you will, after this 7 days, be free from all your doubts and ignorance. The knot in the heart will burst into a thousand little pieces. By this practice, you know, reading or hearing about this, explaining, oh, I'm also blessed, and meditating, by this practice, one becomes capable or eligible to re-establish one's forgotten relationship with Krishna in Madhurya Ras, so that one's path to the attainment of the direct service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna becomes clear. You will, hopefully, but this happens when you study this book, your path to Radha and Krishna will become clear. And by hearing about the love of Krishna in the book Krishna Kanamrita, the heart which is full of selfish desires to enjoy material pleasure will become filled with true love, pure love for Krishna. And it is very, very, very nice. Now, another thing which has totally enthused me about this work is that a great subject is addressed in it indirectly, which is really powerful. Many, many people doubt in Krishna's reality as the Lord with a peacock feather playing a flute. One very old devotee has even expressed to me his doubt confidentially. He said, "Why should we believe that God is the owner of a dairy farm? You know, so beyond reason and logic." Even dying devotees on their deathbed have all of a sudden had to confront this doubt. Is Krishna, I mean, the way he dances and with the toenails, the light from the toenails, is that really real? Or is this really there? I'm reminded of a poem of Yeats, the Indian concept of God. There he says that he once overheard a discussion amongst chicken. There was a wise chicken who addressed all these small chickens and said that God is the supreme chicken. He is so complete that he holds the sun and the moon in his beak. Then he went further and he came to the lotus flowers and they talked. And the supreme lotus flower, the oldest lotus flower, said to the young lotus flowers, "Well, God, well, he is the biggest lotus flower. He hangs also on a stem." And then he came to peacock, and the peacocks spoke about God, and the wise peacock said, "And he has such good feathers, the rainbows are his feathers." And then he came to, and et cetera, et cetera. And the point Yeats wanted to make, that the Indian is very, very suited to imagine a picture of God. He thinks, "I have a human nature, God will also have a human nature. He will, everything just looks a little bit more beautiful," and so on. So, this is the doubt which is there in the world and which I have observed also amongst our devotees. And when I read Krishna Kanamrita, my dear devotees, I found that here is Bilva Mangala Thakur from South India, where everyone usually worships the Lord as Lakshmi Narayan. And he sees in his eyes, a few hundred years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of Vrindavan, which is described by Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis. He sees pastimes which Raghunathas Goswami describes in Dan Keli Kumudi. He sees the divine couple doing exactly the same things which the Goswamis described. And this proves beyond all doubts that the way we worship Krishna is not just a development of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It is seen and realized exactly by Bilva Mangala Thakur. There is a verse which describes exactly the, let us say, the picture of God which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. It goes like this. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Tatama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumato Mahan Si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradarana Para. There are five opinions which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. First, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. That's the Lord. Sri Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is, his transcendental abode, Vrindavan Dham, is equally as worshipable as he. You can worship Krishna, you can worship Vrindavan, they are the same. Or the worship is the same. Then the most pleasing form, third, of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Then the fourth, Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on all of this, on everything. And fifth, the pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life for all men. So in this wonderful work, Krishna Kanamrita, which I want to explain by, we will pick a few verses and we will tell the story of Bilva Mangala Thakur. I had the opportunity to do a lot of research and find additional information that will bring all these concepts forward. Krishna is God. His transcendental abode of Vrindavan is most splendorous and worshipable. The way to worship him in the highest form is like the gopis did in Vrindavan. And then love of God is the highest. And my dear devotees, by going through his life, and by hearing his verses and contemplating about them, all this will become so clear, not in a theoretical way, but in a practical way, that I believe all of us will experience a wonderful transformation of the heart. So I think, as always, this Govardhan retreat is somehow a wonderful bouquet. Bouquet means something where you can eat, with many delicious preparations, but they all complement each other. There will be Adi Purusha Prabhu, who tells us 14 steps we can take, which will bring us surely there, to Krishna consciousness. There's Madhavananda, who will talk to us about the greatest personality who is able to give blessings, Giriraj. Then Burijan Prabhu will take us on a journey in his train of thoughts, or train of, findings, as he will go through the prayers of the demigods. And then Jagatarini will throw us in the ocean of nectar, where we will lose our minds and hearts. And we will hear in this Krishna Kanamrita, or the life of Bilva Mangala Thakur, the life of a devotee who experienced all this and who gives us hope, because he came from he was mad with lust and became mad with love. That's a great transformation which happened on his way. And so I wish you all a wonderful Govardhan retreat. I'm sure that you will be able to get a lot out of this. You will become spiritually rich, hopefully. My request is, pace yourself wisely. When you were leaving the hall, there should have been a brahmachari who gave you these things, huh? If you keep one, what is it called in English? These clove. Thank you. Under your tongue, you will not cough. You will only sing beautifully. there it really works. Please also see that you get enough rest under warm blankets. Yes, that's very important. Take a little bit care of your... We are now in the winter, of Braj. We are entering the winter season. Also, rest sufficiently, because you want to keep your body and mind absolutely clear to listen as much as possible to. I don't know, I'm making plans to come to all the presentations at this stage. I will eat some chavanprash, and then I'm super strong and healthy to do all this. Good. This is, I think, good. Let us secretly look at the wristwatch.